Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Dale. Dale writes from Orlando, Florida. And Dale writes, Gerald, when will we finally get past the coronavirus epidemic? Great question, Dale. You know, contrary to popular belief, the weather forecast is reliably accurate. So if the forecast says 30% chance of rain, generally it rains 30% of the time. Problem is, that's not good enough for most people. Most people are looking for what weathermen and what health experts and politicians can't provide right now, which is certainty. So we live in a complex world with multiple variables that are constantly changing. So it's unrealistic to expect certainty, and in fact, when we do expect certainty, it creates a potential danger for us because it gives us a false sense of security as we wait for things to play out the way we expect them to, and they often don't, right? So looking for certainty is dangerous, and con artists often exploit people's need for certainty by making big promises that they never expect to keep. This is what Bernie Madoff did, for example, by promising an annual fixed return every year, right? So it makes us vulnerable to con artists when we expect certainty. But the good news is the most leverage we have in our lives, in society, as we, you know, fight the coronavirus, lies in the things that we control, like our thoughts and our actions. We control how well we adhere to social distancing guidelines. We are in control of how well we ramp up testing so that we can reopen society in a smart and deliberate way. So that's what you want to do. You want to focus on that. We don't know exactly when the coronavirus will be behind us, but there are certain things that we can do to make it a thing of the past as much as possible. And make no mistake about it, a lot of things have changed and will change going forward as a result of coronavirus, okay? Many of those changes are going to be permanent, right? So I don't want to make light of that. However, there is going to be a new normal. But through our actions, we can create that new normal ourselves. Again, through our actions, by taking the necessary steps to protect ourselves and everyone around us. And many people right now, unfortunately, are frozen. They're paralyzed with fear, waiting to see how things play out. And when you're passive like that, you're at the mercy of everyone else who actually takes action. So it's really important that we create the new normal ourselves through our actions by creating the society and the communities that we want, as opposed to sitting back passively afraid, waiting for something to happen. So as the philosopher Emerson said, do not go where the path may lead. Go instead to where there is no path and leave a trail. So thanks for your question, Dale. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.